Give me some examples of innovations at the Verge.
Well, let me define Verge first, because that's kind of the key point. A Verge is where something and something different meet. And what we see, in fact, that when I was looking for an exemplar of who does this well, I could not find a single institution that does innovation at the Verge in a regular way. So it tells you that it's an irregular process that people stumble upon and do, but then they don't say, oh, I should do that regularly. So what it is, it's bringing two very different things together. And let me give you just a couple of examples. Federal Express has been working on improving productivity. And so they have these forklifts, you know, that pick up the containers and put them in the planes.
Right.
Well, there's a step that they have to do before they put them in the planes. They've got to weigh the container. Somebody at Federal Express and the forklift company, and those two people got together. Now, I want you to think about how different that is, forklift
right.
company, Federal Express.
Right.
And they said, what if we put
the scale on the actual forklift?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
We weigh it as we, isn't that cool?
Yeah. Now, so they weigh it as you lift it. Why not?
It takes two steps out, you know, so the productivity goes up. And actually, why not? Exactly the question. That is an innovation at the Verge. And the result is, now that's only internal for Federal Express, so I guess they'll sell it to other people too. But what it does is it pays them back for something by connecting two non-obvious things. That's innovation at the Verge.
Now, I want to ask you a question about that, and I don't know if you know everything about it, so, you know, just throw up your hand and say, I'm calling the wrong person. But if they will Federal Express own that innovation so that when that technology is distributed to other companies through the manufacturer of the forklift, that Federal Express see something on the back end for that innovation?
That's a good question, and I don't know it, but it's an insightful question, Ian, because these innovations at the Verge, I've talked about mutualism before. I think last time I was on in 2005, mutualism is when two different partners get together and they do something that benefits both of them. What you've just asked is, do they have a mutualistic relationship there?
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be. Would you like another example of innovation at the Verge?
And I'll try not to be so excited that I take us off the course you've set for us. I think it's really good. Innovations at the Verge, another good one.
The Verge, yep. Second example, by the way, is right in your business, and I just love it because who would have guessed it? Have you ever watched Cash Cab?
Oh, Cash Cab's a great show.
Think about that. A taxi cab and a quiz show.
Right.
That just makes no sense at all until you watch it, and then you go, what a great show. That's innovation at the Verge. In this case, in the entertainment industry.
Well, you think about it, and there's been a whole variety of shows that have been focusing on things that happen in cabs. And who knew? I mean, there's that whole taxi cab confession show on HBO.
Yeah.
And who would have thought so much was happening in taxi cabs?
Yeah. Who would have thought that you could combine it with this other package and end up with confessionals and quiz shows?
Right.
But see, and I think for your audience, one of the messages that comes out of the video is, this is a huge territory untouched.
Right. Yeah, if you've seen Cash Cab, you'll know exactly what Joel's talking about. It's such a funny show. And the host / cabbie is a really great guy. I mean, he's a rare find who can actually negotiate the traffic of New York while conducting a game show.
Yep.
It's just not easy.
With humor.
With humor. Yeah, and on the fly, and not knowing who the contestants, quote unquote, are going to be. And I love how they've rigged the cab. It's a fun show. Well, these are all good. So innovations at the Verge, again, these are ideas that are take us up to the edge of the known business world or the known world to something which is completely new and different. But sometimes we don't know what's new and different until we see it, if you'll pardon the term, after Cash Cab, in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but I want to qualify that because a lot of things, it's taking an old idea and a new idea. The key to innovation at the Verge is bringing together two very different ideas to create a third idea. So that's why I say there's millions of opportunities out there. There are a whole bunch of, let's call them, single innovations that could be coupled, but nobody's thought about it yet. And I think, you know, one of the things we love about innovation is it creates new wealth. If America is going to dig itself out of this hole, it's got to do it, at least a significant piece of it has to be innovation. Because if we're going to do the same old, the rest of the world doesn't want it. So innovation at the Verge basically says to small business and large business and to individuals, look around for partnership packages of ideas. See, the beauty is you don't have to invent either of those ideas. They already exist. What you're doing is bringing them together.
Right.
And so it's faster and it's cheaper.
Now, but tell me about, you know, as much as Cash Cab, that great TV show, is an innovation, not much chance of us exporting that and being able to balance out the GNP.
Don't say that. That might have been already exported.
Okay, well, fine. But, I mean, they can have Brazilian Cash Cab. It's still not going to take care of our budget problems.
No.
So what are there other products, other innovations at The Verge or good examples of what might help turn us around?
I'll give you just some examples of what's going on, all right?
Okay.
And it just depends on who's doing what.
Okay.
3D lithographic printers. These are machines that operate like an inkjet printer but produce 3D products. America is number one in producing those kinds of tools, and they're used to, initially they were used to produce prototypes. Now they're actually starting to be looked at as a way to do small runs of actual products. And it's like a inkjet printer, except it goes back and forth and back and forth, and instead of squirting out ink, it squirts out metal.
Okay, that is so cool.
It is cool. And by the way, right here in the Twin Cities, we have one of the best of those companies in the world.
Who's that?
God, it's out.
Who do I invest in tomorrow?
Graphic, I think it's called.
Okay.
But by the way, all this stuff is Google-ish. If you Google 3D lithographic printer, your audience can get just huge lists.
You said 3D lithographic printers, and I got Google-ish just thinking about that.
Yeah, so, isn't that something?
That's really cool. So they can be able to manufacture something almost like a printer.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, in the video, I've got another example. I don't want to give it away, but it just blows your mind in terms of what they're doing with 3D lithographic printing, and that is an American invention that's in the video.
Okay.
So we'll leave that. Sony's
Let's not give that away yet. Let's hang on to that one.
Yep. Okay. Kindle and the Sony e-book are examples of innovation at The Verge. We're going to take electronics. They're going to meet at the publishing industry, and instead of producing paper, we're going to produce using electronic paper, electronic books, so we'll be able to carry 200-300 books in one object that weighs 8 ounces.
I've been seeing a little bit about this. Amazon's been doing some of this, right? And some of these other, but I've never actually gotten, I have e-books, but I have them here, this not very e of me, but I mean, I have them printed. But so people have sent me copies of e-books, and they seem just like any other kind of book.
Yep. And if you have it on the actual tool, the electronic ebook, that is an innovation at The Verge where electronics and paper meet, and we end up with a paper-like screen that reflects light and is easy on your eyes, the capacity to hold huge amounts of information at no cost, low cost really. That is an innovation at The Verge.